Welcome to the Michael Rivera Radio Program.
Welcome back to our program, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We're still talking about the economy, and lithium has become a commodity on the way up. Lithium is used in lithium batteries. And between cell phones and laptops and electric vehicles, demand for lithium has gone through the roof along with its price. If you have to replace the battery in your electric vehicle, it's going to set you back close to $30,000, anywhere between $25,000 and $30,000. I mean, that used to be what you paid for a car. Actually, when I was a kid, the very first car I bought cost me $100. I mean, that's just hard to think about. However, it turns out, out in Nevada, there is a lithium mine, and back in 2021, the Trump administration approved plans for a $1 billion open-pit mine in Nevada's Thacker Pass, in a swath of government-owned land that covers 9 square miles above the country's largest lithium deposit. Okay. And so we may have a domestic supply of lithium, which would certainly be of benefit to battery makers and so forth here. Okay, another article on the economy here. This is from Zero Hedge. Taiwan exports are slowing down, meaning Americans are buying less of the things that are made in Taiwan. And it basically indicates a slowdown of the entire global economy. And, yeah, we're going to see that here. All right, getting into other news here. New York Governor Kathy Hochul is asking Visa, American Express, and MasterCard to flag all gun and ammunition purchases. Now, when you make a credit card purchase, if there's anything funny about it, they click a little button, and a copy of the transaction is sent to the relevant law enforcement authorities. And Governor Hochul is basically saying any gun or ammo purchase has to be forwarded on because, you know, you've got to do your part for gun control. All right. A lot of people talking about the New World Order or the New World Odor or the New World Disorder here. And interestingly enough, back in 1989, there was a book written called The New World Order. And one of the things it said, this is a direct quote, "The New World Order will include changes in the family. Homosexual marriages will be legalized. Parents will not be allowed to raise the children. The state will. All women will be employed by the state and not allowed to be homemakers. Divorce will become exceedingly easy, and monogamous marriage will be slowly phased out. In the workplace, the government will become the owner of all the factors of production. The private ownership of property will be outlawed." Gee, just like those good old days in the Soviet Union. "And religion will be outlawed, and believers will be either eliminated or imprisoned. There will be a new religion, the worship of man and his mind. All will believe in the new religion." So that's what they're thinking on that one. All righty, we're going to go to the phones now, 512-248-8252. Joe in Tennessee. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You know, a lot of stuff's been happening in Memphis. I mean, it's a city all the way on the western part of Tennessee, whereas I live in the eastern part. We had that rich lady, Eliza Fletcher, get...
Yeah.
Killed by some black savage, and then you had this other black savage driving around live streaming, I guess, on Facebook, the murder of 4 people and shooting of probably 10 others.
No, well, they finally caught him. They arrested him.
Yeah, you haven't heard Biden say anything about that, you know. But
No, we can't say anything about black people because Biden is expecting the black people to vote the Democrats back into power in the midterms.
Well, you know, you get these Soros, they got a Soros prosecutor out there, that, you know, that one guy that murdered that rich billionaireess, he should have been in prison and kept in prison, but, they, you know, they're black, so they let him out.
Yeah.
You know, and I got to tell you, you know, where I live in Tennessee about 5 years ago, some black truck driver stopped at the Pilot gas station in Strawberry Plains. And basically, literally, almost cut the heads off of 3 poor white women that worked there, killed them, of course. He was getting ready to cut the head off a fourth, and then a state trooper shot him dead out by the gas stations.
Okay.
And really, you never heard about it. Hardly heard about it. Nobody talked about
it. It's been a problem for years. I mean, you know, white criminals get headline coverage. Black criminals are buried, you know, on the back page underneath the obituaries, if at all. You know, because they're selling this agenda that, you know, white people are bad, white supremacists are bad, whites are doing all this horrible stuff, and you know, so they don't want to say anything negative about the black or Hispanic populations.
Well, the point I'm trying to make is this is about the victim and the class of the victim. Now, these were poor white women, and there were three of them killed. But
yes,
this lady that got killed in Memphis is an heiress to a billionaire's fortune. I mean, I don't wish no harm on her, but I mean, these billionaire people are the ones that are politically destroying the white people in this country.
Well, hang on a bit, okay? She was an heiress. She didn't have the money yet. She was working as a school teacher. So
no,
I don't think that's part of the problem.
Well, I think her class is part of the problem. It's the rich billionaires that have sponsored almost all of our problems. You're just talking about the New World Order and all this stuff about getting everybody to work and flooding us with immigrants, and you know, a lot of that is, it wouldn't be happening if the billionaire class in this country, the oligarchs and such, didn't want it to happen. I mean, I don't wish any bad on this lady.
But you know, not all millionaires and billionaires are bad, evil people. I mean, most of them prefer to stay out of the public light for safety reasons, you know, and they have foundations that put out grants for scientific research and grants for museums and things like that. So I don't want to tarnish the whole billionaire class for the crimes of a Klaus Schwab or a George Soros or a Bill Gates.
Yeah, like that wing of the New York Metropolitan Museum of Art or History, where that's owned by the Sackler family. You know, the ones that they do a lot of philanthropical donations with all the money they made from the fentanyl killing all the poor whites in this country. You know, to this day,
okay, the Sacklers were selling opioids. Yeah, they were selling OxyContin. They weren't selling fentanyl. Fentanyl is a newcomer.
Yeah, that was before. That was the big the depopulation of whites through Appalachia and up in, that went all the way up into Boston and Maine, the OxyCotton. And that was done by the, you know, they're so philanthropists, you know, they give us a wing of a museum with all their money, which is probably only like one hundredth of the amount of money that they made.
Well,
off the,
you know, it's their vanity,
their
you know, it's their vanity, and of course, anything they donate to charity is taken off their taxes.
Well, I'll get back to my point about being that there was hardly a peep about the three white poor ladies that were killed in Strawberry Plains, Tennessee, by a savage black.
Yeah.
Yet, you know, and I don't, like I said, I have nothing against this rich lady, and she's got two beautiful children, and they look like boys. I hope they grow up to be hardcore right wingers. You know, I hope they put some of that money they're going to inherit to the good cause of trying to put these savages back in prisons where they belong. I mean,
okay.
Can I ask you something?
If those kids are listening to this show, we could use a donation. Anyway,
yeah, I mean,
please continue.
Are there any areas in this country that are, like, mostly black or 40% black that are safe? I mean, can you name one? I can't.
Nope,
off the top of my head.
Cannot.
I mean,
do
it's
it.
Really, it's getting to the point where it's so in your face, obvious. The only people that still don't understand it are leftist women, because they're just, they'll get, you know, it's like those women that get raped in Sweden, the lefties, they get raped and they blame themselves for it, and they forgive the rapist, you know? It's some kind of a strange thing of that some kind of strange mental dynamic that white women have when it comes to black men. I don't know if it's because they're sexually aroused by them or what, but it is very pathetic. You know, one thing I read today, which was very hopeful, though, 91% of Biden voters got vaccinated, and I think that's a wonderful thing. I want to encourage any Biden supporters that might be listening to make sure they get their fourth and fifth booster.
And their sixth and seventh and eighth and ninth and tenth.
Yeah, and it says 39% of independents got the vax and 35% of Republicans got the vax, which is too many to begin with, but I hope they're all rhino neocons that are getting the vax, you're not the MAGA people. I'm sorry, I'm just really in a foul mood by what's going on in this world. And
really?
I
didn't notice that.
Anyway, I'll go to church on Saturday night. Maybe that'll cheer me up. So
okay.
Anyway, I'll let you go, Mike. Thanks for hearing me out.
All right, you've got it here, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to James in Tokyo. Ohayou gozaimasu, James. Ogenki desu ka? What's on your mind today?
This is Werner from Germany.
Ah,
and would you believe,
yeah.
To teach the Putin's lesson, us Germans, we will go without the heat, we will go without the electricity, we will take less showers than the French, and we will go without the foods, we will give all our foods to the Azov Nazi brothers of ours and only eat the bug schnitzel. And to keep our spirits high, us German men will offer our women to the migrant invaders for the rapings, while we only will engage in heiny sex by ourselves. And besides the heiny sex, we will have nothing, and we will like it.
Okay. Yeah. Not beyond the realm of possibility.
You know, Mike, you've been working really hard for a long time. Maybe you should take the lovely lady Claire to Germany this winter. There will be a lot of beautiful indoor frozen statues of people that used to be living.
Yeah, well, I've been to Germany. I was working there back in the 80s, and it was beautiful. At least it was back when I was there, and I was working in the heart of Bavaria. And, yeah, it was just gorgeous country. The cities were just, you know, sparkling clean. You know, it was amazing.
Yeah, it's a shame how it's become. But I think it's a good thing for them to go through the hardship and England as well and all the other European countries because...
I don't think they're going to go through the hardship.
Exactly.
I don't think they're going to. I think they're going to tell Biden to, you know, go jump in a lake somewhere, and they're going to say, we're not sanctioning Russia anymore, turn on the gas. And Putin will say, certainly.
Well, I think they will too, but I don't think it's going to be quick. I think it might be till spring or so. And I think it's good for the Europeans to revolt against their unelected European government, but... You never know. I mean, the same thing as in America. You had a stolen election, and there's no revolt, and people just bend over and take it.
Revolutions take a very long time to build. I mean, if you go back and look at the history of the French Revolution, you know, the abuses of the nobility and the royalty went on for a very long time. Before the French people rose up, and they rose up in part because they were inspired by the American Revolution, and we went through the same thing. There was, it even says it in the Declaration of Independence, there was a long chain of abuses and usurpations. And, you know, another line that's in there that's germane to the situation is, people are disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable. In other words, we're willing to put up with a certain amount of bovine excrement. But at some point, politicians will step over the line, like Mussolini did, or Ceausescu, or, yeah, and bad things happen.
Well, in those days, people were a lot more self-sufficient concerning their heating. They would, you know, heat themselves with wood. Right now, Germany's out of wood.
Yeah.
No wood to sell, and if people are freezing... It might go a little quicker than you think. Possible. I don't know.
Yeah. I think Europe's support for Biden's war with Russia is going to collapse. In fact, Hungary and Italy have already said, no, we're not going to go along with this anymore.
Well, I didn't hear him say they're not going to go along with it. I heard them say, you know, we're on our knees and... You know, we're in a lot of trouble.
No, they've actually said that they're ending the sanctions on Russia.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. You know, it's good to hear some logical leaders in Europe. I heard Joe from Tennessee talk about the black savages. And after hearing that, I just Michael, I feel like I feel in total agreement with the guy. I mean, I've been thinking this for a long time. I'm surprised when Tom calls all the time talking about the migrants, he never gets into the black on white violence, which is something that I've seen growing up in New York, you know, as a kid, and it's terrible, and it's scary, you know, just a
well,
very
the
scary
problem,
thing.
And the problem is that the black population of this country is being sold this image of victimhood, of being slaves and needing to fight back against the white oppressors, even though all the people who really were slaves have died, except for those of us who signed a 1040 form, and all the people who owned the slaves have died. But, you know, we're seeing this crime spree and everything. It's being viewed as reparations for slavery, and it's out of control.
Totally is out of control, and I just really agree with a lot of what he said. It's sickening, and I really don't even feel like going to America anymore. And lastly, Mike, wanted to talk about the Japanese yen. I mean, I don't know if you noticed, probably doesn't have a lot to do with you or maybe your listeners, but there have been some significant moves in it. It's up to 144 right now.
Okay.
And, to a dollar. When I first came here in 1990, it was maybe 148 to 150, and then it just constantly went down all the way to 78. Then it kind of languished around 108 to 114, and now it very quickly went to 144. And I don't see how Japan. I mean, it's good for their exports, of course, but you know everything they're buying from abroad is very, very expensive. And they're between a rock and a hard place. I mean, if the Japanese government, they're purchasing the central bank is purchasing all of their government bonds. They're like the sole purchaser, basically. And if they raise interest rates, the government is going to default on the debt.
Yeah.
On the other hand, for the Japanese, they have like over $1 trillion in treasuries, so they could sell those dollars and purchase yen, but that might be hard to do because they need G7 approval for that. And I think it'll be a little, they'll be doing a little too late. So there's not really much they can do. I think they're just waiting around to finally watch everything turn around in Europe, Canada, and the United States when they finally start reducing their own rates, because the economy will get so bad and housing will crash, and then the yen will bounce back. I think that's probably the main thing, but you know, it's really benefiting me. Today I'm looking at an apartment. I own two small apartments in the same building. I live in one, and I gave one to my son, and I'm looking at one. It's pretty nice. It's twice the size of what I have now, but what I really like about it even more is very unusual for Japan. The apartment, maybe it's only almost 500 square feet, kind of small for America, but it has an outdoor garden that's also 500 square feet.
Oh,
and
that's
very
that's
unusual in a place like Japan. Yeah, it's nice, and but I don't think the banks will give me a mortgage for it. But my son, he's a kind of up-and-coming action star, and he said he'll take the mortgage out for me, no problem, Dad. So, whatever, I'm hoping... you know, I'm going to look at it, you know, and if I like it, I'll make an offer on it. So it's benefiting me. I'm happy I get my stuff in dollars. And anyway, Avita Zen, Michael.
These days I want to visit Japan. You know, I almost got to go once on business, but the trip was canceled at the last minute, and I was upset.
Well, if I get this place, I'd have room for you. So
okay.
I would charge you no more than an ordinary 5-star hotel, Michael.
Oh, well, the only people who can afford that are the homeless people coming up from Texas. All right, well, listen, James, thank you for the phone call.
You have a good weekend,
Thank you for the
Mike.
Phone call. Same to you. 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And welcome back to our show here, and we're going to go back to the phone lines. We do have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. You know, it's Star Trek Day. I wasn't aware of that.
Paramount's generating business, but apparently it is an annual thing where all the Trekkies come on out. And I saw, I'm already on Queen fatigue here, but there was one photo of when Queen Elizabeth knighted Patrick Stewart, who played Jean-Luc Picard, and she did it using a Klingon backleth rather than the traditional sword. I thought that was kind of cool.
that's funny. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, way back when I was a kid, we didn't have video games. We used to play Star Trek. And we would be in the living room and, okay, beam us down, and then we'd be in one pose, and then we'd run outside and get in the same position. And
yeah.
And I was Mr. Spock all the time. They said I looked and acted like Mr. Spock, whatever that's worth. But, Liz Truss, I worked in the fracking industry, in a hands-on position. And yeah, in certain areas, it can be damaging to your water table.
Yes.
Yeah. And so you have they're going to frack again. And didn't they chop down like 14 million acres of trees to build a windmill farm somewhere in the Netherlands or Sweden?
Well, I don't think it was quite that many trees, but they chopped down trees to make room for the wind farms. And then, of course, they put the wind farms where the wind is blowing, which also happens to be the migratory routes of birds. And so, these birds are flying through these wind farms, and some of them don't make it.
Yeah, and then the wood, they're going to be burning wood. So there goes the forest there. And, you know, there's all these creatures that live in these forests. You know, when I see giant, you know, areas being clear cut, it's just, you know, it's depressing to me, you know?
Yeah. And
these people, these greens aren't green, except for the money, maybe. Maybe that's their...
Yeah, that's basically it, yeah.
Yeah, they're hypocrites. And they're willing, these people are willing to starve, to freeze to death their own people. To do what? To break up Russia, because that was the ultimate aim of their activities in the Ukraine. And, yeah, I hope there's a damn revolution in Europe, and I hope we have a repeat of the French Revolution, and I hope heads are severed. Because look at the bodies that are piling up in the Ukraine over this mess that could have been avoided, but it wasn't because they wanted to press the issue. They
want
to have a worldwide...
keep control of Ukraine after the overthrow of 2014.
Exactly right. And so, you know, the U.S. plays a major role in this.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
The EU... and NATO. Did you see who could be the next NATO Secretary General?
No, I did not.
I don't have her name. Yeah. This woman's the Canadian Vice Prime Minister or whatever her title is. And she has Ukrainian heritage. And she's just another one of these witches, these Western witches that they put up there to do the bidding of the World Economic Council. You know, it's got to end. I mean, so, you know, It's damn depressing, really. I don't know what you have to say about it.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is.
Yeah, and the royals, you know, the United Kingdom was at war with the United States until the Federal Reserve was established in Woodrow Wilson. I mean, we had hostility.
Well, it kind of came and went. I mean, certainly the War of 1812 was fought over the cancellation of the First Bank of the United States. Then they established a second bank of the United States that was shut down by Andrew Jackson. There was an attempted assassination immediately after that. But the third bank of the United States they changed the name to the Federal Reserve to try and hide what was going on from students of history. It's a scam. This private central banking scam has been played on planet Earth for 300 years now, and we see where it's gotten us.
We see where it's gotten us. And to me, Queen Elizabeth, it's going to be all over the media, just like John McCain.
I can see it on social media. You know, I'm already tuning it out. I mean, you know, no disrespect intended, but... you know, we've seen enough of the royal family on the National Enquirer and the Midnight Sun, and I'm kind of tired of them.
To me, it's been a psyop to romanticize the royal family to strengthen our connection with the United Kingdom. You know, it's a big PR thing, and it's gone.
That's exactly what it is, and that's exactly what it is, and. I'm in agreement with those British people who are saying we shouldn't have a royal family anymore. You know, Parliament and the Prime Minister do it. Anyway, listen, Bruce, I got to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials. We got a caller waiting on the line, 512-248-8252, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. And I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And being a pirate is sounding like a better idea as the days go by here. We have open lines right now, 512-248-8252, and we are going to go to Layla in Canada. Hello, Layla. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm kind of lamenting the fact, not that the woman who was called queen is dead, but that now we have to endure the reign, a so-called reign, of Charles III. He's the guy who's largely behind all this new world order garbage, and who boasted that he was descended of Vlad Dracula, the impaler.
Yes.
And now we have to endure this freaky-looking creep. I'm amazed that he took the name Charles for as his official title. It was Charles I who was beheaded for treason.
Yes. Yep.
Now, Charles II, of course, was the son of Charles I.
Yes.
After England found it couldn't survive without a monarch, everything went chaotic after the death of Oliver Cromwell. Everything just went into insanity, so they asked for the son of Charles I to come back to England and resume the monarchy, which he did. So I can understand him taking the title Charles II. But Charles III has four names, could have chosen Philip or Arthur. why he would choose this name. I wonder if it's going to be, I'm not one for omens or prophecies, but I wonder if he'll be called out for his treason against humanity, because that's basically what Charles has been engaged in. This nincompoop who did so badly at school that he was ridiculed by his classmates. His own father berated him and was ashamed of him because he was such a, well, I'll use the word sissy. And he was such a creep cheating on that. I mean, Diana was no saint, and she knew what she was getting into, but the outrageous way that he cheated on her. And now this woman, this mistress of his is going to be the queen consort. And I, as a Canadian, have to acknowledge him as the King of Canada? I am so outraged. I am disgusted. But we'll just have to endure it until something happens. Let's hope that England's blowback will blow right up in the face of Charles III, because that's where it belongs. By the way, did you do much on the subject of the assault knives in Canada?
I did yesterday.
I guess I missed it. But I'm shocked that nobody's saying, "Wow, we have to outlaw knives."
Oh, a lot of people are saying that. A tongue in cheek, they're saying it, but a lot of people are saying a 10-day waiting period for a butter knife and the rest of it. You know, the same thing we just saw in London, where there was this 100-man crowd attacking people with machetes. You know, thank goodness for those strict gun control laws. What can I tell you there?
Yeah, exactly. Now those terrible machetes and those terrible knives are jumping off tables and assaulting people.
Yeah, they are. You never know where you're going to find them. I mean, they're sneaky kind of people to keep around.
Exactly. Now, on the subject of immigrants, I have to add one more ethnic group, Hindus, especially those Hindus that are mixed with African heritage. I just was robbed of $13,000. I'm sorry, that's money that would have been well spent on RBN, but I've been ripped off for $13,000 on the advice of a woman who was my friend, I thought my neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
I overlooked the fact that she's a Hindu from Trinidad with some black blood and a mixture of a bunch of other things. She just seemed so nice. She recommended that I get my lawn done. Wonderful guy. This guy's a great guy. That creep was so incompetent, so repulsive. Anyway, $13,000. I had to spend another $9,000 to undo what he did in order to go back what I had before, which is gravel. And all the lawns around here are going brown. I mean, this genetically altered grass seed that is controlled by Monsanto, I can't tolerate it. The odor is bitter. I used to love the smell of grass.
Yeah.
Now, when it rains, the stench is bitter. It's bitter when the grass is cut. I keep my windows locked. And any open area sealed because of that terrible pollen that comes off that genetically altered grass. And it's everywhere. We're done for. I mean, there's just no way to escape it. So be very, very wary. Hindus, remember India had 22 different castes.
Yes.
A social hierarchy, social statuses. And at the very bottom was the untouchables. My guess is that he should be amongst the untouchables. But they are now being treated as though there are 22 states. What, how many states in India? I don't know how many, but certainly a huge variety. And there may be some highly intelligent Hindus, but this one, many of them, be very wary when they come around. Someone finally told me, I called a bunch of different landscape companies come out and give me an opinion before I went through the expense of removing what he had done. And they warned me, don't follow up on it. Don't try and report him to the police. He did a lot of things, including illegally dumping the stuff he took out of your yard. But this guy belongs to a Hindu gang. They're going around scamming a lot of people.
Yeah, you got to be careful about that.
Yeah, I called every fraud center in the province, in the country, to report this fraud, especially, you know, abuse of elderly. I thought, maybe I might get someone to pay attention. They're also busy. Their voicemail says we're too busy to take any more complaints. This is the world we live in now. And Trudeau is importing another 500,000 scam artists into this country.
Yep.
So it won't be long before they filter south. So you guys are going to be the sandwich. They're getting it from the north and from the south. And they're all from all over the world, really. But anyway, just a word of warning. The Hindus are not to be treated. And by the way, on the story of Mahatma Gandhi, he's held up as though he's some kind of icon of peace. When he first went to South Africa, because he couldn't get a job as a lawyer in England because he was an Indian, he complained to the British authorities in South Africa that the Indians, the Hindus, should not be forced to ride second or third class with the blacks of South Africa because the Hindus were superior. Eventually, he relented and showed a little kindness towards the blacks. Then eventually, he became Mr. Peace. At the time, he didn't defeat the British. Remember, this was 1947. Britain was highly overextended, and the people at home were calling for the government to bring home the soldiers. They were too expensive. They were in Egypt. They were in Palestine. They were in so-called Mesopotamia, the land of Bet Nahran, the two rivers that the Greeks called Mesopotamia. But they were all over the place, India, everywhere, robbing everybody. And so they were highly weakened because the people were beginning to resist. So when Mahatma Gandhi, or Mohandas Gandhi, whatever his name was, led his
Mahatma
so-called...
Mahatma was a title. His name was Mohandas Gandhi.
Mohandas was the head engineer. Yeah, Mahatma was his title, and he doesn't deserve it because it's a title, it's an honorific. He was Mohandas Gandhi, Mohandas being engineer, because the Indians love to brag when they're engineers. But the one thing about him, and this has been revealed by many Hindus, that he was so perverse sexually, he used to sleep with the wives or the daughters of his grand-nephews. He used to have his grand-nieces, great-nieces, sleep in bed with him naked so he could brag that he could resist sexual urges. And if he had a nocturnal emission... Yeah, if he had a nocturnal emission, he would talk about it and say how much he regretted it. The man was a pervert. He didn't drive the British out of India. The English people demanded the British get out of the different countries and come home and stop wasting so much money. And now it's all come back on them because the Indians, the Hindus are all in England, and every other country that Britain exploited, all of their citizens are there now. So Charles III, enjoy the results that your predecessors have found.
I do not envy him the job, and not to name drop, but I actually did meet him once when I was working in London. It was at the London's Magic Circle, which was a private club for magicians, and he was a nice enough gentleman, but he didn't really impress me.
No, there's nothing impressive about him. I mean, he was ridiculed by everybody. Of course, that whole family was always at each other's throat. I mean, the Queen Elizabeth's mother, Elizabeth II's mother, used to refer to Philip as the Hun. She didn't want her daughter to marry him. But that's all she ever called him was the Hun. But even so, they had no right to even have that title. They drove out Edward because he was friends with Hitler. Because he favored his cousins, the Germans,
yes.
And didn't like the idea of going to war with what he considered their own people. And by the way, Nicholas II, the Tsar who was murdered, butchered by the Bolshevik Jews, he pleaded with his cousin in England to give him refuge, to give him his family refuge when the Bolsheviks were stirring up with their revolution. He was turned down, and instead they were butchered.
Yeah.
So That's the patrimony that Charles is walking into.
Like I said, it's a real life Game of Thrones out there.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Anyway, it's go on with the show. May God help us all.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. Tom in Florida, welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, good day, Mike. Yeah, another good call by Layla. I got to tell you, man, she lays it out there. Layla's laying it out, telling the truth about what's going to happen with England. As a matter of fact, like I told you, Mike, Mohammed's the most popular name in London. So the white English are not barely having any children. They lost the damn country. They're trying to wipe out Scotland and Ireland next with all this herd coming in. I mean, it's disgusting. This bumbling buffoon idiot we got for president right now, this guy's such an idiot. Donald Trump, you know, he had some class, and when he went over to England and met the Queen, he showed some class. This Biden is a bumbling, fumbling moron. And, Mike, I don't know, like Layla said, this is a disaster. It's a literally disaster in Europe. I believe what you said, Mike, the Russians are, they're going to hand it to us one of these days because, you know, they're white too. And, you know, it'd be a shame to go against a Caucasian nation and go into World War III.
I don't know if you checked out whatreallyhappened.com, but there was an article talking about the ethnicity of the deaths in World War II. And, contrary to the idea that there was diversity in those armed forces, I mean, the overwhelming majority of U.S. forces killed in World War II were white.
Well, yeah, Mike, and I'm glad you brought that up because mainly they were white German Americans. They were German Americans and English Americans and Scotch and Irish Americans and Italians who went and fought World War II for this country over there, killing each other for what? For what we got now, Mike? Basically? What we got now? We had the Cold War, which could have been even way worse. I mean, I do believe, as you well know history, Mike, I believe that Hitler sent Hess over there. They wanted to make peace with England. They didn't want to have... Look, Hitler could have crushed England. I don't care what anybody says. In 1941, England could have been crushed like a can of sardines, man. Hitler could have crushed them. He did it bad. He backed down because he was trying to make peace with the Anglo, or whatever they wanted to call it. And he turned his attention to Russia for whatever, the Mongols. But, yeah. That right there was his biggest mistake. So that's why he lost. Okay, bottom line, that's my opinion. That's why he lost World War II.
Well, Hitler did not want to go to war with the United States because he knew the U.S. was a manufacturing superpower that could, you know, make the bombs and bullets faster than Germany could, even with its, you know, buildup of manufacturing. Roosevelt tried to goad Hitler several times, and Hitler refused to bite. And it wasn't until the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor that Germany, bound by the Axis Agreement, was forced to declare war on the United States. And from that point on, Germany's doom was sealed.
Well, Mike, yeah, right, you're right on again. But listen, in 1938, okay, Adolf Hitler realized in the United States of America, the biggest population numbers of this country were German Americans. There were more people in this country in 1938 with German blood than English, Scottish, and Irish put together. I don't know if you're familiar with that. And Italian.
Yeah, I am. So I mean, there's a lot of German blood around this part of Indiana.
Right. The Italians and the Germans were very prominent in the United States in 1938. And Hitler, I believe you're 100% right. He didn't want to attack the United States. He wanted to keep them, let him deal with the hordes of what was going on in Europe. It's mainly, you know, whom. But, you know, listen. That's in the past, so it's over. We're looking at right now, Mike, right now what's happening in this country, we got 2%, like I told you yesterday, Mike, 2% of the population is dictating our narrative in this country. When even throughout the whole United States, Mike, and like I said, I still can't believe that, like in Vermont, New Hampshire, they're electing Zionist Bolsheviks over their Christianity and their faith. Why? What kind of brainwashing is going on here? When you got 10%,
you know, religion is supposed to be kept separate from politics. That's part of the founding of this nation. That's what that part of the First Amendment says. Congress shall make no law respecting an institution of religion. There's no state religion in the United States. And that was because the founding fathers remembered vividly how the war between Catholics and Protestants almost destroyed England.
Well, Mike, I got to get to immigration, but I want to say one more thing. They're way overrepresented, the Jews in this country. Do you agree with that, Mike, government? Way for their numbers. They're more to represent any other cultural group. Now, Mike, here's the main thing I want to talk to you about. This is what I really want, and I want your opinion on this. And I know you're an expert on this. You're the one that told me about Article 1, Title 8. I want to ask you this, Mike, and I want you to read the whole articles of 1342. What do you know about 1342, Mike?
I'm having a hard time pulling that one up. Why don't you give us a quick précis?
What it is, Mike, is if you bring and you harbor illegal aliens that come to the United States, that can be ground for your execution. According to what I heard, and I heard it on one of the RBN shows, but I also looked it up. I looked it up on the website that if you are allowing, and if an American gets murdered by an illegal alien, you're culpable for that murder. And on top of that, you can actually be charged for treason, and you can be executed.
I will definitely have to look for that. And let's skip the break, Mike. Okay. Thank you. All right.
Yeah.
So keep going. Okay. Keep going.
Yeah, Mike. What I also got to say is, and I'd like you to look that up. Today, again, I was watching the news. Ron DeSantis is basically saying, I'm not ever going to have no Joe Biden's agenda here in the state of Florida. And that starts with illegal immigration. Everyone is caught. If they round them up in Florida and ISIS round up these illegal aliens, they will take them out of here up to Delaware. They're just like Abbott's taking them out of Texas and Chicago. Now, what's going to be interesting to see what Lightfoot is going to do with all those illegals that are coming into Chicago when they have such a crime rate. What's your opinion? What's going to happen with that, Mike?
Well, I mean, she's already out there saying that Abbott is in violation of his Christian beliefs, which is a bit of a stretch. I don't know what Lightfoot's going to do. I mean, she declared the place a sanctuary city. Those illegal immigrants are her problem now.
Right. So, and the cost that's going to cost the Chicagoan taxpayers in the state of Illinois, and all these horrific wounds and murders, the morgues are making money like crazy over there. This is unreal. And, you know, why, like, Soros has been arrested, Lightfoot should be arrested. These people are not being rounded up and arrested, Mike. They're getting away
they
with
should
murder.
Be. Yeah, they're all in violation of Title VIII.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important that in this election, Mike, we are actually, everybody in RBN, everybody call our congressman, let them know. I can give you the number if you want, Mike. I'll give the number out if it's okay with you on the air. Call your congressman. Because everybody needs to do it. What's that?
I said do it.
Okay, the number is 202-224-3121. I'll repeat it. 202-224-3121. I mean, that's how you got to let these Congress people in the Senate and Congress know how you feel, man. And that's how you got to start spewing the truth about what's going on here, because we're being invaded. This country's falling apart at the seams. Like Layla had
yes.
this about what's going on in England. Layla made a great call again. And, you know, our country's on the precipice of ruination, Mike. And we're so close to being ruined permanently as a third world nation. It's disgusting. And again, Mike, there's more people in this country still to this day of German extract than Spanish or any other group, and you don't see them speaking German all over, no German TV stations all over. It's ridiculous what's going on. And who's allowed this is Zog. I don't care what anybody says, Zog. They're running our government. We know that. I don't care. Everybody in RBN knows Mossad's running our government. Am I lying?
Well, they certainly seem to have demonstrated that. I mean, the head of Mossad came over to Washington earlier in the week, and then all of a sudden Biden announces that the Iran nuclear deal is off the table. You know, it's a cause and effect on display.
Exactly. So there it is, Mike. You know, another great show, and all I got to say is let's just pray for this country, because it's going to be something else come November 8th. We'll see how it's going to play out. But, I have a pessimistic feeling about this.
I'm afraid I share that with you. We're in for some very dark times, and I'm beginning to see, a civil war of some type is almost unavoidable at this point.
If this guy Fetterman wins, Mike, in Pennsylvania, I think it's all over for this country in some ways, because we got this big buffoon goon, looks like a swamp ape. This guy gets in there, I don't know what's going to happen, Mike. That guy's such a nutcase. He's worse than Bernie, man. So what can I tell you?
Well, you know, we got a bartender sitting in the House of Representatives and dreaming of the White House, so I think that says a lot about it.
Oh,
anyway,
Lord.
Tom in Florida, I'm going to let you go. We're getting close to the end of the show, and I'm going to go to Tom in Utah. Tom, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Didn't want to call you in your private time, but I thought I'd hit you. We're just talking to a friend at Paramount Studios about Annie Hesch. And she's kind of postulating what happened there. Do you know anything more than what you knew a couple of weeks ago?
No, I mean, I've seen the overhead video. It's claimed that that's Ann Hesch on the stretcher trying to get up and leave, you know, and trying to find the timeline of, you know, when they declared her dead. And so it is a big mystery.
Do you have any other friend connections still back there?
No. I've been gone from Hollywood, you know, since Claire and I moved to Hawaii. I mean, that's 17 years. I mean, I have people that I used to work with who are, like myself, no longer in the industry, and we still communicate with each other. But no, I don't have any inside sources at Paramount or anyone else at this point, nor do I care to, okay?
Okay.
All right. So anyway, if anything does come up, I will put it on the show, and I'm going to let you go because we're getting close to the end of the show. Jim in California. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey. Yeah, Chris. The only thing we're going to save this country is number one with the pot growing here. 30,000 different products, right? You don't hear one politician talking about that. Yeah, just out of the, we can't mind our own business in this country, can we?
No, that's a big problem. And it's not just the politicians. You know, it's liberals. They stick their nose into other people's business all over the place.
We need to be over in your, over there fighting. We got our own problems here. And you take all those homeless or unemployment veterans, whatever, put them down there on the border. Give us jobs down there, you know?
Yeah, that would make a lot of sense. I mean, you know, we have an army. Why is it not protecting our border?
That's right. But, you know, the main thing is start growing that hemp. It's growing everywhere, you know? I don't hear one politician talking about that. And they're all boasting about jobs.
We have a major hemp farm here in Indiana. And they're starting to look forward to the day when the Indiana legislature decriminalizes marijuana in this country. I mean, you can drive over the border into Kentucky and get edibles.
Yeah, it's just absolutely. We're getting rid of the UN. I mean, there's more problems with them. And of course, the banking is just, it's pathetic, you know. Who knows, you know. Who knew that any of these politicians are doing? But they have all those ships down there in the Pacific down there at our ports.
Okay,
you know,
well, Jim.
Get the hell out of here. Stop producing our own products.
Jim, I hate to cut you off, but the music is playing. The show is over. My apologies to the caller who is still waiting on hold. Try again tomorrow. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Peter Serafine is taking the microphone. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday. Aloha, America.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, KosherTified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Co-Certified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.